The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying.
You're welcome to an opportunity yet again to present yourself to the Father of Spirits. The scriptures tell us that when we come to the presence of the Lord, in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, from the first verse, it says, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. So when we draw near, as you have drawn near, every time you come to the presence of the Lord with his people like this, what you're doing is called drawing near. Okay, that's what you're doing. You are drawing near. When you draw near, you draw near for a purpose. You left your rooms, your houses, your jobs. You came here. You have drawn near. You can stand afar off, or you can draw near. Every time we gather, you are drawing near. When the church comes together, when people come together, even an unsaved man, someone who is not washed by the blood, when you come, even an unsaved person that says, today I intend not to do this or that, you know, today I'm not going to be a bad person, I'm going to stay in my house and I'm going to pray, that person has drawn near that day. Every time you turn your attention to God and say, I want to focus on God, there's an element of drawing near, and it's really important that we draw near to the Lord. It's really important. Therefore, you have drawn near by coming here this night. In different gatherings in churches, people are drawing near to the Lord. And it's a wonderful thing. It's better than pulling away from him. Even in places that might not be real houses of God, might be shrines, people that went there with the mindset that they are going to look for God, sometimes they get something, because in their mind they were attempting to draw near. Even if they made a mistake and went to a wrong place, they were attempting. It is why you hear testimonies almost anywhere the name of Jesus is named. And I would dare to say, even in places where the name of Jesus is not named, people that are so blind that they don't know Jesus is Lord have made attempts to draw near in different religions. They desired help. In their mind, they thought that was God. The gods of Hinduism or Buddhism or any other religion. And they drew near. I repeat, in every segment of religion, there are people with a story of God's goodness. And they'll say, I remember when I called on Allah, I called on Buddha. My child was sick and so and so happened. How many of you have heard stories like that before? People that they drew near to something wrong, but it seemed they got an answer, some help. So I'm explaining. What happened there is that God saw in their blindness, in their darkness, two things happened. One, a demon spirit gave them an answer so they would serve him. Or the God, the true God, saw them in their blindness, calling out, saying, if you are there, And they went to what they thought was the true God. But the God who sees the heart, he sees their blindness too. And he answers. This is how good God is. He will answer all who call on him. Even when they don't know how to find him, he will still do something. All right, so I was talking about drawing near to God and saying that even the blindest of the blind sometimes mistakenly are drawn near to God just because they reached out beyond their natural circumstance and went like, are you there? Please. Even when they went and faced a shrine, a literal shrine, they said, we are praying to our mother, the Virgin. And they went there. God sees that they are looking for him. It's just that someone in their journey told them, when you want to find him, this is who you go through. It's just like people have tried to connect with a leader, someone in prominence, and someone presents themselves. I'm his PA. And there was some years ago, they arrested someone who was putting forth himself as a relative of President Buhari. And they arrested him. He had cards, business cards, used the name Buhari on it. I'm not even sure it was even his name. Or maybe it was, but he faked it and was putting out himself. And people were approaching him and giving him millions as a stepping stone to accessing the presidency. So there are spirits that do that. There are people that do that, misrepresenting themselves as a mediator to the true God. I am saying that God is so good that he even reaches out behind, from beyond that imposter, and assists certain people. He reaches out and assists them because he loves people. Is that okay? How much more we who know the true God? He says, when you draw near, and he tells us what to do. Many of those people don't know what to do. Matthew 5 tells you, as an example of what they do, if you're wondering what they normally do, Matthew chapter 6, he spoke about prayer. And he says, in the first verse, I'll read from verse, it's not relevant, verse 7 and 8. And when you pray, do not babble on like pagans. Take note, when you pray, do not babble like pagans. For they think that by their many words they will be heard. In the pagan religions, they think that many words equals answered prayer. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So this is one of the things I have often spoken about while ministering. Useless prayer, a very common and bad habit, especially amongst, one, the Roman Catholics, two, the Pentecostals. I have been devout, so I can speak of it. So either you're saying many words. How many people give the Lord the breath among you? Oh, my brother. How many people give the Lord? Then you go through the decades, and then you go through all the... What on earth do you think you're doing? Who are you talking to? Are you speaking to a being that has a mind? It's not really hard to understand if you would think for a moment. And let me help you even better, so I don't stand in the way of your receiving the truth. If you would simply go to your Bible and look at every time someone prayed. That's all. All you have to do is from Genesis, look at when human beings were talking to God. Look at every single one. And show me a single one that is the mindless drivel that is common in Christianity. Show me one that was not a reasonable expression of thoughts and desires and intentions and appeals. Show me one. Show me one that involved saying, come and help, come and help. Come and help, come and help. Come and help, come and help. Come, help, come and help. Come and help, come and help. Come and help, come and help. Come, come, come and help. Come and help, come and help. Come and help, come and help. Come, come, come and help. Come and help, come and help. Now, this is even sensible talk. Come and help, at least the first two times. But after that, it's okay. How do you off it? The one on the throne is probably looking for your off button because it's in the media. I see. Everybody on earth knows that it's the faulty items that make the same sound. If it's needless sound, there's useful sound, a machine. It's generating results. You are not generating results if you're making sounds like that. How much more when you're not even talking to the Father? Like when you're praying the rosary. And if you're Roman Catholic, I tell you, don't be offended at me. Don't. No need. You should be way more interested in knowing what God wants. If I speak error, then we'll discuss. At a time, I'll keep quiet and we'll take questions. And you can talk. I'll give you the microphone. If you're too shy to speak in public, you can write it. Ask for paper, indicate to an usher, write it and pass it. Speak freely. It's really important that you, if you're looking for, now listen to me, if you're not interested in talking to God, you're not interested in His hearing you, please don't bother to talk to me. I'm not interested in not in, I want to say in helping, but see, if you don't want help, then I'm good at helping people. So why take up my time or yours? If you don't want help, then why are we talking? But if you're interested in knowing, have I been wrong? Or am I off? Am I missing it? The one thing I will request is that, first, do you believe that the scriptures are inspired by God? And if you're of the mind that, well, not really, you believe, like I've heard said by priests, and all that the church wrote the scriptures, then I guess maybe we'd have to address that issue first. Because if you esteem human words above the words of scripture, and you don't think they are divinely inspired, then we will not have a common referee, someone to call in, an umpire, that we can say, please come and decide between us. But if your mind is open that the scriptures are inspired by God, and we can go to it for answers, then we can talk here openly so others can be part of the conversation and learn. The next verse, the Lord Jesus said, when you pray, so then this is how you should pray. And He gave you the focus of the prayer, the one you pray to. Who is it? Our Father in heaven. It's very important you say in heaven because you have your Father on earth. Okay? You're not praying to your Father. You do know that their cultures are praying to their ancestors. part of Buddhist culture and all that. They pray to ancestors. African cultures pray to ancestors. Black Panther prays to his ancestors. You do know they were teaching your ancestor worship in the movie, right? Okay, they couldn't think of such things. They are too sincere. They are white people. They don't know such things. God knows how many black people went back to start worshiping the fathers after that movie. I've told you we are at war every time. There's no time that is not a warfare attack or defense. There's constant war going on. So many minds were engaged in that. So ancestors, even part of our tradition, a lot of our African tradition, they speak to the ancestors. Mexican tradition, La Muerte. They have everything from the Day of the Dead. They worship the dead. They take food. Ours is even better. We don't give food. Those guys take food. Real food and place all over the place and eat with the dead. And you're wondering why there's so much death in Mexico. Beheadings, gang warfare, cartel, so much killing. Because they worship gods of death. The peculiar demons they are engaged with a lot are of death. Therefore, you know, every spirit entity has certain things it likes. That one likes blood, likes death. And when you're celebrating it and praying to and having days and feeding spirits, I mean, they put them in Disney movies and little children are being taught about dead people and interacting with the spirit realm. As usual, you can look at it as fun with a clean head. We better know that there are millions of people that have never gone to church in their life and they are looking for meaning to life. And if they say in their rooms after watching that, I wonder if my granny would talk to me. There are more than enough demons that are willing to say, yes, I'll be your granny. And little Mary has developed a relationship with a demon spirit who walk her through life. And if I tell you, started with a Disney movie, you'll say, Oga, don't you think you're being a bit fanatical? And I'll answer you, don't you think you're a bit of an ignoramus, seeing you do not know anything about this world? You're purely natural. That's what you are, you're natural. Like this. But those who know, you think it's a mistake that they bring a witch to sing in prison. You think it's just like they looked at all the musicians on earth and you will sing. They couldn't pick another one. No, they know when they send it that. Or the movie was so good that it just had to make 1 billion. It just had to be the movie that made the most money ever. A children's movie. That's not how things work. Things work with things. Powers are behind things. Things are powered or disempowered. There's a reason people go to meet people to bless, in quote, their song, their efforts, football matches. Is it Ronaldo? Whose mother is a witch? You don't know anything? Are you guys serious? Wait, you don't know that like that guy that was the best footballer, that his mother, while the match is on, that she's right then concocting? Are you guys serious? And you watch football? You are serious, right? Wait, you don't know she used to a television screen there and she's concocting and incanting while the match is on? Oh, well done. I know the guy is, I think it's Ronaldo. I think it was Ronaldo. He's no more, Abby. What's he? I don't know anything about football, so. Okay, well done. After now, you don't. Please, when you find out, tell me. It's not hidden. You know how someone says, my son, throughout every match I'm praying. It's not like hidden. So, offering sacrifices. But again, if you're a Mexican, that's not a big deal, right? You do know all those Mexicans go to church, right? You've seen in the movies. It's not a joke. That's exactly how they operate. All the streets, everywhere. Statues of Mary, of Jesus, and that skeleton figure. All, it's all mixed. It's called a syncretic religion. It's very powerful. It's normal. It's been like that for a long time. So they mix their ancestor worship with. It's just that they have so many idols for their own. Africans do some of it, but they don't have so many icons, idols. They might have church and then our other things. Well, the slaves they took to Argentina and Brazil carried the Yoruba slaves. They carried those ones mixed because that side they already had the Catholic tradition, so the Portuguese and all that. So they mixed it, and they would have. And because the church was clamping down on it at the time, we're talking about 17, 18 something. So they have. I watched a documentary years some time ago. They have a drawer, and then when you come in, once they hear someone at the door, bam, 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 because they hear them inside, oh, and they are worshiping their orishas, their idols. Then they hurriedly open the drawer beneath, put their idols inside, close it on top at the is Mary, Jesus, statues. Say, oh, yes, and we are praying. Okay. As you go out, they bring out the. So, the syncretism, the mixture, the ability to mix is a very normal thing. Mixing, mixing, mixing. Satan doesn't mind. But if you were here on Sunday, that's the opposite of the word holy. The opposite of holiness is, so they are mixing. But God demands that we be a holy people. Set apart. The word holy means set apart on its own. Separate. The devil, he can't have all of you. He can't have you worshiping totally. He doesn't mind you mixing. After all, he knows he's not the creator. He shouldn't even be worshipped at all. But since you won't give him 100% worship, he'll manage 30. Can you see that? It makes sense now. It's like you're being supposed to use your salary. You earn 50,000 to support your family. And there's a crook somewhere. And since you won't give him all the 50,000 that you earn, but you give him 10,000, a payoff every month, he'll settle for it because he doesn't even deserve any of it. Do you understand? So Satan can manage when you mix. Provided you recognize me. That's his attitude. God recognize me. So it's why you go for a wedding and they tell you, you brought your church people, you did everything. We can't have our, but it's okay, come, you just need, you need to come and cut the throat of the goats, come, the female goats on your wedding day. Because people go around killing female goats, as you know. You do know they don't kill female goats or cows as a norm. Please, one person, let me know that they kill male things because female things are for reproducing more. Please, normal, please. All of, see, wait, please, let's settle this issue. Please. All over the world, everybody knows, every farmer, everywhere they know, is the male, You see all those cows? You see all those cows they kill? Think well, not one of them you ever saw was a female. Or a man. Very rarely will you see a female goat. Rare. They might bring some from the north, but normally, they don't kill females. They kill males because females are for reproduction. So they keep the female. Very rarely, when there's an occasion, there's anything, you find a male. Because one male can be used to meet multiple females. The reverse is not the case. Just common sense, pastoral farming. What was I saying, please, before this matter came up? Huh? So they call you during your wedding. They say, make sure they give a female goat. And they just casually just offer. They just kill a female goat that could have given birth to 3, 4, 5. Over the next 10 years, could have given birth to 20, 30 new goats. They just kill it because they love you so much. Ah, sister, they like you that they are willing to finish off a female goat. Or is it possible that since you're female, is it possible that this ancient tradition is looking for you? Yes, do your pastoring, but since we can't stop you, but let's put your hand in one. At least that one will hook you and stay. Either in this world, you may ever know what happened, or you may never. When you see God, you know. God, I've been waiting to ask you, why did I have all those issues? Then they will tell you that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we drank. Oh, they gave us drink. I gave them their drink. Oh, it was 14% alcohol. My pastor said there was no problem after all. So I gave them. When they asked for the other very 100% pure, I said I'll give them cash. They took it. I added extra. They took the money. So when they drank it, they said I should be there. Then they drank. But then they poured some on the ground and spoke to the ground. Me, I said, it does not affect me. I don't. Whose wedding do you say it was? Your own. Whose burial? Your father's own. Whose business was it? Oh, your business. Oh, okay. It doesn't matter. Abi, you're under the blood. Ah, yeah. Blood washed. Blood washed ignoramus. God, nothing will happen because I don't know. Really? Please close your eyes. Let me throw something. Since you don't know, when it hits you, it won't pain you. Yes, now. As long as you don't know it, nothing will happen. Abby? Is that not something people believe? Yes. Hey, now close your eyes. I won't tell you who I'm going to hit. So I'll just throw this thing. But since you can't see it, I can assure you it won't pain you. Ignorance is not bliss. The full saying is, where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise. Where ignorance results in bliss, happiness, it is folly to go and find out. Example, a doll, a baby doll, and there's ignorance of how the doll sits up. And you insist on knowing how it sits up. So you pull out the leg. You allow your brother find your doll. He's trying to know what will happen. When he finishes, the doll is no more. For the legs have been broken. And never shall the doll sit again. Hereafter, it shall eternally be supine. So they're saying, if ignorance results in bliss, it is folly to try to be wise. That's a full saying. And some of you have heard it, right? Ignorance is bliss. You've taken half of a thing created. Error. Where it is bliss, it's okay. But where it is not bliss, and in this instance I'm giving, it's not bliss to be ignorant about what you're doing at something that concerns you. They said, my daughter, it's okay. It's how we do. That we do, just come. That we do, just, don't hold it. Say, the God of our land, we greet you. Hi! People are daft. So you think you are speaking to leaves. You just recognize demons have been looking for you. Since your grandfather became a Christian, they've been looking for you. Looking for a chance. Waiting. You just came with your mouth. You just opened it up. Please, demons of former times, please come into my life. Because as you're living there, you have collected. You have collected. Your ignorance means nothing. Demons, how? So you didn't know, so? We've been waiting outside since. Very cold. There's nothing like a demon without a house. They're always looking for accommodation. You don't know that. You have not read Jesus? Demons are always looking for accommodation. Bible says when they kick them out, they go around roaming, looking for where, how to go back. They say, let's go back and see if that house is empty. So when they came back, who told you when they will come back? They can wait for you till you're 26. Your wedding day is fine. Anytime is fine. The burial of your uncle is fine. It doesn't matter who. They are waiting. You open. Yo, I'm in. And this time they never come alone. They bring support. The gang they have collected while they were stranded. You man that exit. And that's how your last state becomes worse than your first. Who said this thing? Pastor Ita. I came up with this last night when I was lying down. Who did you say said it? Are you guys dragging with me? Are you accusing Jesus of saying demons can go out and come back? Is it not once you're in Jesus, everything is fine? Be careful. Who do you say said it?
Jesus.
You guys are wise. So Jesus said demons can go out and come back. How come we act as if it doesn't matter? That is not possible. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. But the person that gave you the Holy Spirit told you demons can go out and come back in. And we have to be very careful. Exceedingly careful. When you come to the face of the Lord, you come to listen rather than talk. When you are talking, you talk sense. And you pray to our Father. You don't pray to our mother. You don't pray to our ancestors. You don't pray to money or mammon. Some Christians pray to mammon, literally. God have mercy on them. You pray to the Father in heaven, the maker of all things. You give him honor. You ask for his kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it's in heaven. To seek first his kingdom. First. Not your desire. These are why many prayers are not answered. All you care about is yourself. You ask for your daily provision as he understands that you have need of these things. You seek forgiveness for sin, errors, debts, because all sin is a debt and debts are to be paid. You seek for a cancellation, a resolution of the debts you owe him and owe other people. Some people don't understand when they say forgive us our debts. They think it means you pay nothing. Always. Don't you know the fastest way for a debt to be canceled is to pay it? Oh, I'm teaching you something here. I was looking for money in my pocket. I cannot find. You have money. So this is the day he loaned me this money. And you guys may have seen. And this is the next day. I had told him I'll give him back the next day. And I came. Ah, I'm owing you. I want that my debt to be cancelled, removed from your books here. You see, in our minds, our criminal minds, all we think about, guy, that money now, you go see one collector. Boy, leave fast the money now. I know be your guy. Let you leave him now. Let your boy chop. Let I chop your money. I heard of Stan Yebeka was telling me that her friend's father, that his ringtone for his children is chop my money. Those who collect his money. And you go around, many people like that, wanting your debt canceled. The fastest way to cancel your debt is to pay it. So you pay it off. Forgive us our debts. And it says, as we forgive, or have also forgiven our debtors. Forgive those who we owe. Who owe us. Forgive. Cancel debts. And the Lord Jesus kept insisting. Matthew 18. Just all over the Bible. Mark 11. He kept insisting that a major way to have your debt canceled is to cancel other people's own. And people don't know. All sin is debt. If you ever want to understand sin, understand debt. I've preached on this. Find the messages and listen to them. You want to understand sin? Understand debt. Debt should be paid off. Or you seek cancellation. But don't leave it there and hope it will fade away. Stop treating debt as something that fades with time. It does not. That is why your great-grandfather could have done something bad and you see you in 2023. Something your great-grandfather did in 1915 is still coming after your family. Because it's a debt. It's a debt. It stays in the spirit realm. A debt can stay for God have mercy. They are terrible things. They just linger. If they are not cancelled, a whole nation rips it. Nations rip debts. And they don't even know what's happening. You look at the news, you join and be shouting when a nation is ripping its debts. Payback time comes. If God doesn't demand it, the demons demand it. They insist. They say, your word says, David killed one Uriah. Slept with one Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, according to the law book, Exodus 22. One sheep you took and you killed. They didn't find it with you. You had killed it or sold it. You give back four. For that one Uriah he killed unlawfully, four of his sons were killed. Four. Because the law stands. Payback. The difference is David's own happened more or less while he was alive. All of that. While he was alive. Because God didn't want him to have a carryover. Some men's sins go before them, some follow after. 1 Timothy 5. It's not good to carry over your debt. So he paid it while he was still around. The law was enforced against him. You have the Lord demanding that we pay back our debts and we forgive people their debts. You ask him to cancel your debts that you can't pay. You're owing someone 200 naira. You don't say, God, please forgive me for owing that person. No, you find 200 naira and give to them. You don't go and buy shawarma when you're owing someone 1,000 naira. You do nothing of the sort. You avoid shawarma. You avoid the streets. If you know you are bound by shawarma spirit, spirit which induces the eating of shawarma by all means, at least once a month. You change the route you use. Because you're owing someone money. But if someone owes you, you ask, you're quick to grant them forgiveness. All sin is debt. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That keep us from entering into temptation. When the evil one seeks to do something, may he not succeed. In other words, there is an evil one. Are you understanding? In other words, there is temptation. You don't act as though it's not there. It is there. You recognize, this is the Lord Jesus praying, and he doesn't say, I don't have time for Satan. He cannot come near me. That's foolish pride. Usually comes before someone is on his face in mud. If Jesus recognizes there's the evil one and says you should ask to be delivered from him, do I need to explain to you? It means he can take you captive. Someone says, ask for release from someone. And you say, I do not recognize the existence of that someone. Do you drink early in the morning? Come, come. You're taking her captive. No, one hand is okay. Just grab that. Hold it like. The Lord Jesus said you should pray to be freed from this Oga here. Why would he say it if Oga does not exist and is irrelevant? Leave him, Satan is under my feet. Now the devil, pay. He is real. The evil one is real. And Jesus thought that it's so important that apart from asking for God's kingdom, seeking provision, handling the matter of sin and death, that you have to look at how many points. Barely 4 points at the top, in just four. He said, when you pray, in your prayer, ask for the release from this guy. Whether God will send angels, whether you make your body slippery, oily. You do know that he said the anointing teaches you all things. 1 John 2. Teaches you all things. One of the reasons why you hear me talk so much about studying the word of God and sharing how so many people have been freed from the power of many things as they began to study the word is because the word anointing, messiah. That's the anointed. The anointing, the oil, the smearing that comes on you, the chrisma in the Greek, makes him, he finds it hard to hold. How will a young man keep his way pure? By taking heed to your word. The word of God is like oil. And when it comes on one, the enemy kind of finds it hard to hold to a slippery thing. That's what the word does. But and Jesus Christ is the one. So when it says, deliver me, the major way he will deliver you from the evil one is by teaching you the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Okay? The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. When you come near to the house of the Lord, come more to listen. So the words of God will come. So you can jab this other demonic spirit, and they will let you go. But what some people, all they do, now it starts with prayer. You ask him. The question is not about praying. It's how does he answer the prayer? We presume. So this is why many people are bound. You presume that when you say, God, see my household. Everybody has problems. Nobody graduates. Everybody is always sick. Oh, God, help my household. So that's what she spends her life doing. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Then she get a prayer partner like me. Oh, God. Your mother will not stay back from prayer meeting. Someone told her that How to be free from Andidio? The evil one. That's what Andidio means. The evil one. The one that is evil. Someone told her that the way to do it is to cry unto God permanently. Oh, God. Now, it is not wrong as a beginning. It is wrong as an ending. As a beginning, you call out to him. He answers if you ask according to his will. And typically how he answers is to send you his word. He sends his word and deliver them from all their troubles. But you think always that the way he answers is by God coming down, angel coming down. Oh, yeah. Leave. That's what you would want to think. So you do nothing apart from make noise. Then when he comes again, I am teaching you the primary way he does it. Have you read before? Resist. Who should resist the devil?
Me.
The angel?
No.
You? So you can resist the devil? Okay. So she can resist the devil?
Yes.
But she's praying. Are you understanding this? So if she's responsible for resisting the devil, how come all she's doing here is begging God to send someone else to come and resist the devil? Tell the truth. Is that not how you thought? Is that not how you used to pray? For him to send someone to come and resist the devil. And he's saying you should resist the devil. How will that happen? When you know the truth will make you free. When this daughter of God knows the truth, she will resist the devil. Hack at him with the truth. But she needs to know this is possible. As you are learning now. Second, she needs to do it. I know it is easier to wail and make sounds. To kneel down and say, God, please. God, I know the difference between begging God to handle things and handling it. I know. I don't know if anybody else knows that difference. There's something that is just lazily easy to beg that he should handle things. Thank you. Anyone here ever experienced the boat? The begging method, and it didn't seem to work. At least not long. Who has experienced the other side where you started fighting and victory has stayed? So, why are we not doing this continually? Because we even forget how it's done and we keep telling people things like, my sister, the only thing to do is prayer. Is that not a popular saying? Then even the prayer you now want to pray, you're praying, bow that dash. Oh God, he's keep making this sound. Why are you making those sounds? God is listening. He said, come, let us reason together. And then you showed up. You want God to be involved. Can you obey his rules? After this, he just praised him and moved on. The prayer is over. This is how Jesus, our Lord, taught his people to pray when they said, teach me how to pray. Not your stunts. There are two ways. I've spoken about pagan type prayer, which the Lord Jesus said clearly. Put it back. Don't pray this way. Verse 7 and 8. The Lord was clear. Don't pray this way. Do not babble on like pagans. All over the world, pagans pray in similar ways. They go through cycles. They have beads. They have wheels. They have things that help them go through a mantra. Who? You. Was an ekist here. How's a kanka in their background now? How do you say, how do you pray who? Who knows? Wow, nobody, everybody here from a deep Christian Lutheran background. Wow. No, nobody knows anything about Ekanka. Nobody. Then why are you pretending now? You know. So how do you pray who? You drag us. How will you not see vision? When you have passed out from grief. Now, I'm not even saying they necessarily see. Many of them see nothing. You have to do other things to see. Many see nothing. But if you keep at it long enough, a demon will give you attention. Oh, yes. What do you think? Demons recognize respect. They do. Like an Uja board. He got an Uja board and kept it. They recognize. There was demons attached to the board already. They follow you home happily. So demons recognize respect. I guess maybe they are too busy, Sha, so sometimes they can't attend to you on time. But you just keep hooing away. Jesus said you should not pray like that. Then let me come to the Pentecostal version. The one where Pentecostals will get angry. Because you want to talk about the Roman Catholics, you want to talk about others, pagans. Why do you think, excuse me, who was Jesus speaking to in Matthew 6? In case you don't know, he was speaking, Matthew 5 verse 1, show them. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain and sat down. Read with me. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, now this teaching goes on till 8. So what you call Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7 is the same teaching. Are you hearing me? This is Jesus telling his followers that they should not pray and babble. Are you hearing me? Jesus is saying that this, you, all you my disciples, don't pray nonsense. And as usual, they heard, we hear and think he must be referring to pagans. He said, don't pray like pagans. In other words, we have the ability to pray like pagans. Oh, yes, now. Yes. If you can't get it, borrow your neighbor's sense. Disciples have the ability to pray like pagans. Have we settled that?
Yes, sir.
Because we keep acting as though Jesus was speaking to no one. When I started reading my Bible with eyes open around 1999, I understood in my heart that the fastest way to learn is to act as though the things being said are being said to me. So I would write in my personal devotion books, I would write as I'm learning the thing, I say, you should not. When I'm reading it, so it's talking back to me. You should not. You should not. God does not think you should. I pointed it at myself. I pointed the sword at myself. He says, when you pray, you, my disciples, don't babble like a pagan. He knew we would. And here we are many years later. Grrr, 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 grrr. What? See. Listen to me. You don't need to laugh at me. Go online. You find people to laugh at. Listen to me. And I'm utterly serious. If you like, focus on being offended. Spend your life acting like you have epilepsy. When you stand in front of God, he will ask you, do you know how many people got discouraged from following me because of you? I keep telling you, if you could have prayed the same prayer point while standing like this, why did you have to waste so much soup? Say to enter, what do you mean? What's the difference between you and the beat counter? Tell me. You don't understand. When you enter prayer, teach me. Come and teach me prayer. I was praying before you were born. Those hours of prayer, we were doing it when you were tiny. Maybe I'm backslidden, Abby. I'm trying to get restored. But I keep saying, like Jesus said once, if you don't believe me for my word's sake, believe me for my work's sake. So the people that are at least in this congregation, I ask you, even if you don't believe pastor for what he said, maybe you say pastor is not a prayer person. Oh yeah, what about the times you've seen me pray and seen God answer it? Are you not concerned that I prayed for 30 seconds or 1 minute and got an answer, and you prayed for 5 hours for 5 months and the answer is pending? You still think you have something on me? Really? Forget outsiders that don't know. You that is inside and you've seen me pray, whether publicly or in private. Some it was you I prayed for. And you saw the results in 15 seconds, in 30 seconds, in 3 minutes. You saw it one day after a 5-year situation. You saw it change. It doesn't come. So what evidence more can I give you? If on your own you can't say, wait, my pastor, maybe I should take him seriously. Because I've seen him pray many times, very simple prayers, and it was answered. You still prefer no sweat, no answer. Brethren, pray. Take the poster. Listen, I'm not saying, the Bible calls it the effectual fervent prayer. I'm all for fervent prayer. I'm all for, I am for that. What I am not for is what Jesus said here. Babbling like a pagan. I believe in baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in praying in another language, earthly or heavenly. 1 Corinthians 13. Whether I speak in the tongues of men or angels, your tongues, if you've been through a Believer's Bible School, which all of you should go through if you haven't, you can pray when you're praying, 1 Corinthians 14, with your understanding. Good Father, I thank you for your people. I am asking that you reveal yourself to them. In this house, Father, I'm asking that you open eyes to see the light that your Son Jesus brought to the earth. I am asking, I'm praying with my understanding. I understand what I'm praying. 1 Corinthians 14. And I feel I'm not knowing if I'm praying fully as I should. Romans 8 verse 26. The Spirit knows my weakness and prays for us according to the will of God. Rabreko shindabalako satela. Rekabrika shikumbrabatanikata. Now my understanding is unfruitful. I do not know what I'm saying. But the Spirit within me, labreka shito kure barabaradaya, lekonda yaka, knows what I'm saying. Now the words may sound like gibberish, Isaiah 28. It may not sound like sense. It may not sound sensible. Stammering tongues will I speak to these people. You people will hear and not understand. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he's speaking secrets, things that are not clear. Mysterion. Now, for those who do not know, those who know, why we still believe in praying the spirit, no matter what any person says, is because of all the answers we have seen, all the things that have happened, been averted, changed, all that. When we just prayed in the spirit, the manifestations of God's grace and presence, we have seen so many things. We have seen things. God says, pray now. You don't know why he's saying you should pray. So you just pray in the spirit. Within 30 seconds, you're seeing and you're going, wow, this is why he told me to pray that. Because of this, we have seen it. So it's not guesswork. We are not just saying, well, someone confused us, so and we believed, so we, since then we've been praying in tongues. No, when we got baptized in the Holy Spirit, even though we didn't understand this fully, between then and now, we have not just been taught, we have seen why praying in another language has always been part of God's way, because it requires faith to pray in the Spirit. You don't know what you're saying. How do you know you're not just wasting time? The question on what I am referring to now is, as you're praying the Spirit like that, can the Spirit get to a word and stay at it. Rekobada, rekobarada, rekobaradala, labrada, labrada, shabrada suka, lebro kusubataya. Now, no, Bekai, can you stay on the word? Rubikata, rubikata, rubikata. Yes, the same way in English you could get to a word. Saver, 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 saver. And the spirit stops on it and it's pushing something in the spirit realm. Maybe you could push it to say 20 times. I am not doubting that God can do that. But I am distinguishing between being led to do something and doing something because you have watched and seen others do it. And they told you, or you observed, you watched, I am almost 100% sure that almost most, I don't know, 90 what percent of people that do things like, have no reason whatsoever for doing it. No reason. There's no reason you have for doing that thing other than you saw other people doing it. How am I sure? Because when you came to the Lord, except a burden hit you, and that happens, God can hit you with a burden, and one, bam, and you, that can happen. Real stuff. Seeing all sorts of things. At once, because something is happening. No. God is trying to get you in prayer. At once. It's supernatural. You can't fake it. Normally, things of the spirit, like things of this world, you ascend into it. A conversation. I'm just meeting you. So how are you? My name is... Okay? Do you stay around? You don't just go straight. Hello, I love you. The way I love you, as I just stood there and saw you, I decided, four children, who does not know that's madness? What kind of thing? That's the kind of stuff girls take off running. As they rightly should. How did we get here? You're talking to the Lord. Mysteries. You don't even know what you're saying. He said, pray in the spirit, pray with the understanding. Oh, holy God. You listen, if you're hearing me and you're thinking, but no, there are times burden hits people. I have addressed it. Some of you, when someone will finish addressing something, you still be putting it forth as an argument. You and I know, 90-something percent of you, that nothing hits you. That it's a setting you have in your operating system. Brethren, this is the picture. I saw a video like this some days ago. God knows I don't watch all this channel. I don't know all this preacher. See, I'm serious. Because sometimes I do. Yesterday I saw a video and I went, oh God. That means when I demonstrate that thing here, these people think I'm mocking someone. I don't know those things. That's an example I used to give about people praying funnily. It's our people that go to do outreach in a secondary school, a boarding school, that said they will be there. Some very distracted while you're sharing. But the moment they say, stand up and pray, we are talking about 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds, people that are not even there. They are there physically, but their mind is not there. They are not interested in. Immediately they say, brethren, we are going to pray. Immediately, just immediately, the guy goes, you're telling me that is God? Who trained him in that kind of prayer? Someone told him that's okay. And that guy is not even having the courtesy of babbling. Where you say, hey, gago, gago, hey, gago, gago, hey, gago. Baby's babble. This one won't even put together consonants. It just goes, hey, hey, hey. It's worse than babbling. At least babbling, you borrow, it has texture. Lekoba, 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 hey, lekoba, 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 lekoba. Meanwhile, you're thinking of everything from jam results to lekoba, lekoba, hey, lekoba, hey, lekoba, hey. This is what has happened to the Pentecostal groups, and it is wrong. You are babbling. You were warned not to do this. If you teach people this or you practice it, stop it now. So you won't be too much of a hypocrite. You'll be condemning others that babble. The person praying the rosary is saying English words. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Your Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in our time of need. They are saying something that makes sense, even if it's wrong. Because he said, when you pray, pray to our Father, not to Mary. But the words make sense. Now, what doesn't make sense is them saying it so many times. Is Mary deaf? Now, yes, she's not hearing your prayer. No question. No, for sure, she's not hearing. So, I understand you're saying it so many times. But no matter how many times you say it, she's not hearing it. So, stop it. Say, no, but I used to pray to the Blessed Virgin and answer skin. Demons answered you. That's all I have to say about it. You're joking with the devil. You don't know what's happening in this earth. Someone told me years ago, Colin, how she pray. When she prays for anything and says, oh, spirit of my dead mother, my mother, please. Yeah, she always gets the answer. I told her, don't ever do that again. Stop from now. Because that's how it works. Why don't you pray to God the Father? How come your dead mother needs to come and be answering your prayers? What's that? When you pray, pray to your father. Don't pray to your mother. Don't pray to a dead person. Spirits may come. One spirit that is not the spirit of God comes to your life and is doing anything. Listen, Satan gives nothing for free. Oh, if only you understand this. There's nothing Satan does for you that is, well, just give her now. No! It is always set up. But I'll call on my debt. A day will come. A day will come. They will demand payback. Always. Satan can never be altruistic. Only God does that. Therefore, all babbling, back to this, you're teaching people to babble, to make sounds while their minds are totally disengaged. I'm not saying when you're praying the Spirit, your mind should be overly engaged, but disengage with God at least. I 100% believe in praying the Spirit. I believe in, if we could go for hours praying the Spirit. But the hand of God is on that thing. So I tell people, I've told our people sometimes, they just take up praying tongues. I say, is it everything you pray in the Spirit for? Is it that you have no understanding of the prayer point? Sometimes you have to add prayer in your understanding. Don't just take up. I've seen our people go off, and I've told them, some not in front, some leaders, I'll tell them, I say, don't be doing that. The Bible says, pray in the Spirit and pray with all your understanding. Is that not what it said? When did you pray with your understanding? We just prayed four different prayer points. All of you, you are disobeying God. You see, you're not thinking of what you're doing. Is it that they said, pray for our brother who had an accident? Father God, we commit our brother. Brother D, who had an accident, Father, we ask for quick healing. We ask for the bones to be reset. We ask that you do a miracle. That those bones be reset as though they were never broken. Who knows, in the spirit you may be adding, Father, do it in 2 weeks. Do what you have never done before. Because you're making room for what you don't know you ought to pray for. Do you understand? And you are, but you know, he had an accent. You know the circumstance. So pray with your understanding too. There are situations where you don't know. 1998, 9, I'm working. And I don't know that my classmates were led to the Lord. I just know I have a burden for him. I look up the streets he's living. As I look, my eyes fill with tears. Oh dear, I know. God, that guy's in trouble. But it's not the time of phones. There were no phones. So what do I do for him? Since I don't know how I ought to pray, I kneel down. I'm going for a choir practice. I'm 30 minutes early. I kneel down. And I pray in the spirit for 30 minutes for him. Because I don't know how I ought to pray. I don't know anything. My understanding is unfruitful. So I can't pray with my understanding. As time went on, an interpretation of tongues began to work a bit more. As I'm praying the spirit, I find English words that turn out typically to be an interpretation in some form. So the fastest way for me to be able to pick up on something if I'm praying for people, first time as anybody, is to pray in the spirit. You know, with me, kind of comes, you know, tongues and English or English. And sometimes when I'm praying, the English words that will come will be the thing that concerns you. It just comes. But, you know, that's how it is. That's the fastest, easiest way. You pray in the spirit. I'm standing up, you know, about to go out, and I feel a piercing. And I fall back to my knees and I pray in the spirit. And the young lady calls me. I know it's someone, but I don't know why. It turns out she's traveled and she has an accident, probably as I'm just praying. Because 10 minutes later or so, I'm downstairs about to go out and I get a call. And she said the vehicle just tumbled. And I had just prayed for her. So I suppose the Lord, that striking, it felt like a sword. It wasn't physically pain, but it just... a slash across my heart and, you know, and I started praying the spirit. Now I knew the person, okay, so I had a name, that's all. But I didn't know why. And it turns out she had traveled from school, you know, she hadn't told me anything. I was no more in school. But she knew if she had told me, I would have told her, don't travel. Why are you traveling? Stay in school now, stay in one place. But she had traveled and was on her way back and her car flipped. So God is telling, pray for her now. Or another time, I feel a burden and I pick the phone and I call. I said, I don't know what it is, but pray. Get one of your sisters and pray now. And she prays. And within, I don't know, 30 minutes, 1 hour, she calls back. My younger brother was kidnapped. They found him in another state. They just brought him back. Or another, I mean, these were the beginnings when God was trying to teach me things. In the middle of the night, you know, night class, I said, give me your hand. Now, why am I holding her? I don't know. Please pray. Within an hour or so, a call comes from her father, early days of GSM phone. Says, I'm Robert's just came. They took so and so down. They left you downstairs and just left. Okay? So, you can't tell me that praying the spirit is, that's my, now I just told you only my own small story. You can't tell me it's nothing. Don't be unserious. You can never convince me because I can't stay here. I know what's happening in Port Harcourt or in Owerri or in Kenona. And you can't tell me I made it up or I was on a long fast seeking the... No, I was being a normal human being who loved God and obeyed God. And these are the times God was showing me the importance of praying the Spirit. How could I have prayed by 1 a.m. when I felt that suddenly, give me your hand, let's pray. Who could I have known I was praying for? How could I know Anne Roberts were in her father's house? How? Only the Spirit knows, and He knows our shortcomings in knowledge. So He prays for us according to the Spirit of God. You can't convince me otherwise. You want to live a life of praying only with your understanding? I want to say enjoy, but you won't enjoy. So, endure. Bye-bye. You're going to suffer a lot unnecessarily in this world because the Spirit will not be able to pray for you. You're not filled with Him. He cannot. The Spirit knows the deep things of God. He searches, He knows, 1 Corinthians, He knows things we don't know. So you better be baptized in the Holy Spirit and you better pray in the Spirit. Some people think praying in the Spirit is babbling. No, it is not. You have a whole chapter teaching you about it, 1 Corinthians 14. Be honest for once. Drop your denominational prejudices and biases and read the Bible yourself. Take notes as you're reading so you're not confused. Write down what it's saying. Write it down. Write it down. The Spirit, God gave us a gift of the Holy Spirit to pray for us, to help us pray according to His will. It's a gift of the Father. Isaiah 28 verse 11. Very well then, with foreign lips and strange tongues, God will speak to these people. Okay? He will speak to these people with foreign lips and a strange tongue. The Lord deliberately made it to be so. He knows that it is not in us to pray in the spirit and feel comfortable. There's something uncomfortable about being so weak. You don't even know what you're praying about. But it's okay. Go ahead and do it. Or keep quiet and let everything that will happen, happen. Let everything that will happen, happen. I'm driving on the road and I'm going, and I put on the video. I'm going to my office. And there are two young people in the car going to computer school or something. And I'm in the car. And I put on BBC as I would normally listen in those 10 minutes to my office. And I get to the junction, very close, not far from my house. And I feel prompted to pray. So I off the radio and start praying the spirit. Because I don't know why I'm being told pray. Go down the hill, Uyo village, that CCC junction. Go downwards, curve, turn around. How long would that take? 1.5 minutes? 2. And there's an accident unfolding in front of my eyes. A massive truck with stones rolling backwards. Cars are jumping here and there, coming backwards at speed, full of gravels. Would have just crushed. There would have been blood everywhere. But not one. Even the guy that they tore off the bumper. 1 inch. His salvation was 1 inch. Or not 1 inch. I don't. The distance of a bumper. Because for that massive truck to tear off the bumper on the edge of the bumper, and not climb the man. And the truck is falling backwards. Rolling backwards at high speed. Full of gravels. And it doesn't flip either. How do you control on a curving road like this? So if you've ever seen you may have seen trucks that have fallen off into the edge of the river in that place in the past. But this guy rolled back all the way. And I stood and was seeing. And I understood immediately why the Holy Spirit told me at the top of the bridge, the hill, start, pray. Now I didn't hear it as words. I felt it, I sensed it. So I yielded. That was the first and only time that happened. So don't think it was a normal thing. I may have used that route, I don't know, for 6 years. I may have used that route for 6 years. That's the one time it happened. So don't think, pastor, maybe you normally pray. No, that was an exception. So this is an event. It's not a norm. When God says pray in the spirit, you pray. It's not empty babbling. You are speaking mysteries to God. He who speaks in a tongue speaks to God mysterious things, unknown things, secret things. The secret things belong to God, but the things He reveals, Deuteronomy 29:29, are for us and our children, that we might do the works of this law. The Spirit knows these things. He reveals them. He reveals them. If we do not know them or abide by them or align with them, we lose. Because you didn't pray. You should have prayed. But I didn't know what to pray about now. The Spirit knew. I'm not the Spirit. Sorry. Out of your belly, rivers of living water should be able to flow. Why are they not flowing? Almost every time I pray for someone that is not baptized in the Holy Spirit, that is hungry. First time I saw that. The Holy Spirit, the funny thing is, unfortunately, most of them don't come back. I don't know. People are unfortunate in many ways. Sad ways. All of you that invite people, I would suggest when you invite them, you should invite them again. Because the devil is very wicked and people are very stupid. All mixed. The number of people I've prayed for. You know, once I'm praying for you, I'm passing. Father, ask for eyes to see, yes, well. And then typically I hear, let the river run. Once I hear, let the river run, once I touch, and you see me pause and go like, you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, right? And they say, yes, I've been desiring it. But you never see them again. You went to a place and God zoomed in on something specific you've been desiring. But you never came back. It didn't occur to you that the God that pointed out that you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit wants you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You don't care. Tomorrow you'll be telling stories. God, why? God, why what? You are... let me not say what you are. It's in the Bible. Start with F. You, what's wrong with you? Wait, you're jobless. You went to an office, walked in, and then someone walked past and said, you're looking for a job. I say yes. But you never came back there. Are you real? The mere fact that the person said, you're unemployed. It didn't occur to you that this is an opportunity, possibly, for employment. I know the devil fights people. I know he does many things. I know someone is going to have an excuse. Well, I didn't want, no, it took too long. That meeting lasted too long. Enjoy. The meeting lasted too long. When you went looking for a job and there was a crowd of 300 people, have you not had 100 and something thousand people show up for a job where people die? Has it happened or not? Salary, how much? You're willing to do it for earthly things. You don't care about spiritual things. And you're planning to blame God. For what? He will tell you, but I took you there. Just in the last 2 weeks, the number of people the Holy Spirit has pointed out from Sunday to Wednesday to Friday, this one is not baptized in the Holy Spirit. There could be six and you'll be one. This one needs to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. This one is not born again. Why do you think it happened? And I repeat, all of you that invite people, you know I don't care about membership. I keep saying there's no space. But they can come for a Bible study on Wednesday. They can come for a meeting on Friday. They can come for a believer's Bible class on Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday. They don't have to leave their church group. But shouldn't they hang around at least to get baptized in the Holy Spirit? Because that's often what I tell them. I said, attend these classes Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, okay? It's Monday. It's Tuesday. It's Thursday. It's in the evening. At the end of this series of classes, they will pray for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You will be. Like many, many others have come in, you will be baptized. If God didn't want you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, why is He saying it to you? Love the people you invite more. Love them. My heart goes out to them sometimes because I know how the devil works. I know how he drags people, but they don't know. They think all those things in their head is their mind. When they don't come, when they say, come, let's go. Other and they start saying, no, I have this, I have that. They think it's natural. Go back and ask them later. You refuse to come. Where did you go? What were you doing during that time we had that meeting? Find out what happened. Ask them what happened. Many of you were like that. You know what we are talking about. If someone didn't keep dragging you, you would never. And you'll be walking around doing the will of the devil, blind and stupid. Then when bad things, if you sense something, Jesus, Jesus, I just had a bad dream now. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I just feel there's danger. Hello? Ada, how are you? I hope all is well. I hope, okay. My heart is just, I hope all is well. You people should pray. Everybody should be prayerful. That's how in families everywhere, disaster upon disaster. Meanwhile, if you had the Holy Spirit plus small sense, you could have stood up right there and changed things. That's why disasters everywhere. If you like, be there thinking nothing could have averted it. You are more daft than you look. If you think that some families that seem to have constant peace all around, nobody dies, nothing. You think they have 20 heads? No, they have people who, when they don't know how to pray, they go, Rabba Kaili Abasu Tekelebra, Holy Spirit, take over this place. I have no idea how to pray. Lake Arabasu Preda, Lekum Rabba. They might walk up like that for 2 minutes only, 2 minutes, sometimes 1 minute. Lake Arabba Shiko Rabba. And in the language of the Spirit, what you're hearing is, Father God, you promise that you preserve your own. You don't need the Spirit, you're quoting, you're saying all sorts of things, making a case. And the Lord Jesus is, this one, trust me. Those who trust the Lord are like Mount Zion that can't be moved. How do you know you trust the Lord? Because they knew they couldn't know what to pray. So they turned to the Lord. And the Spirit made intercession. Time after time. Thousands of times before you die, that may have happened for you. And here's this other family. Nobody appears to hold brief. Nobody. And you're, what are you asking? Keep asking. You'll be asking plenty. See, on judgment day, I've told you, most people on judgment day, as you sow, with all your readiness. How many of you used to have in mind that when you see God, you ask him questions? While nodding seriously. No, when I see God, no, you answer. I can assure you, you won't even ask the question. By the time they finish with the three people in front of you, when your turn comes, you say, nothing. Nothing, I've thought nothing. Lord, you're awesome. Every knee will bow. Don't come. You won't even have anything to say. You think you're going to put God in the box and sit as judge over the judge of all flesh. It won't happen. Child of God, I can assure you it will not happen. Your mouth will shut. You have not read the book of Job. You cover your mouth. You won't say anything. Even if everything happened, if Job, after all his gra-gra, God showed up and he said, hey, you were saying, and Job said, me? Who was saying? If you haven't read Job, go and look at it. After all the gra-gra, how many chapters of gra-gra? As he saw God. He said, I cover my mouth. I've heard of you. Heard of you with the hear of my ears. Now I see you with the see of my eyes. And I repent in dust and ashes. And that was God just in a small well window. Not even be the one where in the, not the one you're seeing him. Small wind. Woo-hoo. But you've been talking. How many chapters? If only I could see him. So I could. God showed up. They even mentioned his matter. Discussed ostriches, donkeys in heat. Discussed birds, snow. Just talked, said a few things. Yeah. Who is it that darkened country? Not. What will he say again? Hey, Lord. Then sinners like us, you're planning to, when I see God, you not do anything. I've told you in advance, you not do anything. You not even be talking. You're going to be very quiet that day. That day you'll be very quiet. There's going to be a lot of silence. That whole thing, the Lord is his holy temple. Let all the air be silent. Everybody will agree. I've told you in advance. So if you are wise, be like me. Ask all those questions now and get the answers now. Don't plan to keep it. You even be repenting for having questions. Okay now. One day you'll be looking for me in the crowd. You had it right. Let me give you some of your answers in case, so you don't say they didn't answer you. It's why I was sent. He will ask you, have you not read when you don't know how to pray? Pray in the spirit. Why did you not? I didn't know. I didn't have that thing. Why did you not? I sent you to a place. Someone dragged you there. My servant who did not know you from Adam. You saw him pray for others. He stopped at you and said, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Why did you never go again? What are you going to say? From there, your mother can die. All sorts of things can happen to you in this world simply because you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit. You're the one that does not believe it because you don't know how the world runs. Those examples I just gave you, do you think I'm fabricating them? I'm in Uyo. Someone is in Port Harcourt. Sibling is in Owerri or wherever they are. Just because I said, find your sister, hold her hand and pray in the Spirit. That's all. Within seconds, my brother was taken past our state, taken to another state. All that. Then, then they sent him back. You're telling me that's nothing? Just because someone prayed in the spirit? Forget about the armed robbers leaving property. Now, I'm using these examples because, you know, we tend to remember early things. How many hundreds of times has that happened from then? 1999 or whenever, till now. How many times do you think this may have happened? How much more when I became a preacher? How many times? Just that now we can't even afford to think of tracking what's happening. How often? How many events are occurring? You do not joke with the gifts of the Father. The Father is so kind. He said, I will send you the Comforter. He will help you. He will help you. His name, Paraclete, means Comforter, Advocate, Helper, Helper. He gave us the Helper. And you tell him, leave, I don't need your help. It's okay, my mind is fine. I can pray myself. I don't need your help. I can read the Bible myself. I don't need your help. Don't teach me. I can. You despise God's help and you're planning to query God. When all he's planning to say to you is, but I sent you someone to help you. They are loaves, paraclete. Another exactly like me to assist you. And you kept saying, only I could see Jesus. But I gave you one exactly like me. And you didn't have his time. You didn't think he should move in and live with you. You didn't think you should live together. You didn't think you should hold him tight. You are looking for another answer. That answer you're looking for does not exist. Because it was answered before you were born. And you despised it. One, you wouldn't read my word to know it. Two, you wouldn't go to those that will teach it to you. Three, you had chances to receive the Holy Spirit and receive his help and assistance. And you refused to take it.